This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Hannah from London Grammar, obviously an amazing singer, but can I make her even better? I've got a new singing teacher method which I believe will make her give 110%. Will you be watching the big phone launch tonight? I won't. And one of our listeners tells us about what will possibly be your new favourite TV show. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Afternoon, Chris.
Afternoon. How are you?
I'm all right. I've got a slight issue.
Oh.
And I'm hoping...
Is this a Dr. Rada issue?
Well, almost. No, I didn't. I had this same problem yesterday, but I didn't tell you because I managed to fish it out myself. But I really need some help now.
Oh, the phrase "fish it out" immediately is a red flag for me.
Right. So I'm wearing, and I was wearing yesterday as well, these kind of like skinny black jeans, right? But the left pocket has a hole in it. So stuff that I'm putting in my pocket keeps falling down there.
I've had this before where I have some keys in my pocket and it sort of wears away at the pocket.
Yeah. So now there's loads of stuff like trapped right near my thigh on the left leg, and I'm hoping I can't seem to retrieve it myself.
In some sort of like parallel universe. Right, what do you mean, can I help?
Can I come around here? Can you take my shoes off? Can you try and get all this stuff out? Because it's doing my head in. It's actually becoming quite uncomfortable. There's a lot in here now.
But for me to do this, I'm going to have to put hand in pocket then.
No, or maybe just...
Oh, this is a grim task.
Okay, right.
Why is...
Oh, careful.
And why my task? Okay, hang on. Okay, I found some items.
Okay, right.
Ready?
Yeah, because there's a lot in there now.
Okay, there's a... let me just unfold this. There's some notes on...
Oh, about the
Lauf.
Tune of the week. Yeah.
Do you want me to go back in?
I need those. Yes, please. Thank you.
Go back in there.
I can't seem to reach down enough to do it myself.
Oh, I think I've pushed... That's. I've just definitely grazed you. There's sellotape in there. Why are you carrying sellotape?
I just put it in there because I needed it for earlier.
Let's see what else you're packing down south.
Yeah.
What is that? Oh, that's a pen. Yeah. Of course.
And there's one right at the bottom.
Why do you keep all this stuff in your pockets? That's really strange.
Oh, what's that? What is that?
No,
it's not coming out.
Now, what is that?
I can feel like some gum in there or something.
Is that some kind of apparatus?
That'll do for now. It's a lot more comfortable. Thank you. Scott Mills. That was Declan McKenna, Humongous, on BBC Radio 1. See, we don't just throw the show together. That was the track Humongous there played just after Chris had a fish into my trousers, just to see what he could find.
A grim start to the show for me.
Bit of a weird start, but let's continue. Scott Mills. Mark in Norwich, this may have changed my life. After the hole in the pocket, if you go on Amazon, you can get iron-in pockets.
What do you mean?
Right.
But... What do you mean, iron in pockets?
So,
I don't understand.
So, there's stuff, like, obviously, stuff's falling down my leg right now.
Mm.
You iron in new pockets. This is a life changer. Scott Mills. So, I'm obsessed with this. You've probably seen this. Chrissy Teigen, who has 7.2 million followers on Twitter, wife of John Legend, is obsessed with British television. I heard Grimmy talking about this, but she's been saying about celebs go dating. She put, celebrity dating agency, I'm never leaving the UK. Then she tweeted about Gogglebox, she loves RTV. She says, in love with Gogglebox, I don't think I can go to John's show tomorrow. I'll be watching Channel 4. And now loads of other people are pitching in, going, watch this, watch that. So they're suggesting things like First Date, she'd love that. Bake Off, Lego Hunters. These are all being suggested to her right now.
I would like to suggest to her, if she is listening, Can't Pay, We'll Take It Away.
Absolutely.
It's so good.
Something they don't really have, I think, in the States, as far as I'm aware.
Also, I saw this mad show the other day. I think it was on Channel 5, and it was like Nightmare Neighbours.
Yeah, I love all those.
Yeah, Scott, though, I watched it, right, and they started up about this one Nightmare Neighbour. I was thinking, oh, okay, he sounds like you wouldn't really want to live next door to him. It went so dark with this guy.
Yeah. I don't think Chrissy is quite ready for, if I'm honest, quite ready for Channel 5 yet.
No?
No. I think that's too much.
Do you think she's
shocked by things on Channel 4, then... Mm.
But I think she's quite enjoying the sort of more celebrity stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I said Naked Attraction. She's clearly into sort of nudes and...
She just... Some of her tweets are the best. She's like, oh my God, I've never seen anything like this. I can't believe they're zooming in on it.
One.
She loves it. Can't get enough. Never going to leave the UK. Not even going to go to John's show. She's going to watch Gogglebox instead.
Scott Mills.
Hello.
Hi, it's Alex here.
Hey, Alex, what's going on?
I've got a TV show I want to recommend to Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, yeah, were you just hearing what we were saying?
Yes.
So people are suggesting all sorts to her, which means she might not ever want to leave the UK. She loves our TV that much.
Mm. Well, she's already talking about not going to John Legend's actual show.
Yeah.
Because of TV.
Right, here's the thing. We get all the best stuff.
Yeah, we do.
Right, so all the stuff that like you people love on Netflix, that's incredible, right?
Mm.
But there's loads of rubbish on American TV. Our TV is 100% better.
Yeah, because the short time I was over there, I didn't really watch TV. But I've never really thought about it. I just assumed it would be better over there.
No.
Is it not?
Not in any way.
I don't know why I thought that.
This is not controversial, I don't think. But, like, a lot of the shows are rubbish.
Really?
Yeah, we just get all the good ones. So the perception is, oh, their TV's better. It's not.
Mm.
We got best TV in the world. Would you agree, Alex?
Yes, I do agree.
Okay, what's the show that you want Chrissy Teigen to know about? Because we can pass this on, hopefully.
It is actually an American show.
Oh. Okay, that's fine. What is it?
It's called Deep Fried Masters.
Deep Fried Masters?
Yes.
Where can I find this?
On the streaming site that you would watch and chill.
Okay. Wetflix.
Cool.
It's basically the American version of Great British Bake Off.
But deep fried?
Yes. They deep fry everything.
Now, does it have a Mary Berry?
Like a big ginger bearded version.
Okay. Yeah. So, what is it? The judges or what?
Yeah, there's three judges. Jim, Butch and Abel.
Oh, wow. You really know your stuff.
Do you know Deep Fried Masters? I've never heard of it.
No.
Is this like a Man v Food sort of show?
No, there's six people competing every episode, and then they compete for the giant golden corn dog.
Right, so that's the prize?
Yeah.
Right, so it's like on Strictly you get like a glitter ball?
Yeah, and Deep Fried Masters you get a golden corn dog.
Right.
Okay, and what do they need to do to win it?
They like compete every round. So you've got the first round is your speciality. And then the second round is something on a stick. And then
something on a stick.
Yeah. And then the third round is judge's choice.
One of my team has actually found some bits. Right, so this is, the introduction with the judges.
I'm Jim Stacey, and I sell a lot of corn dogs. Now I'm touring state fairs in search of the next king of the fryer. And I'm bringing two deep-fried legends with me. Butch Benavides and Abel Gonzalez have both made a fried fortune on the fair circuit. Today, the three of us are looking for the next deep fried master.
Oh, yes, this is right up my street.
It's really good.
What a good recommendation.
I love it. One of the guy's specialties is deep fried butter.
Oh, that's minging. Yeah, but even if that's deep fried, you've still got to have a like proper lump of butter.
Yeah.
Gross.
Okay, I've got one of the challenges here.
We want you to show us who you are and what skills you have behind the fryer. You'll have 30 minutes to create your dish. When time's up, we'll judge you on three criteria. Does it look good? Does it taste good? And could I sell it at the fair? The five challengers with the highest scores will move on to the second round. Are you guys ready to get cooking?
Let's do it.
All
right. That's good because... your time starts now.
Right, I didn't realise this kind of trash TV existed on that streaming service, but I'm pleased it does.
It's brilliant. I recommend it highly.
Chrissy Teigen's probably already seen this because, it's the kind of thing she loves by the sound of it. But I'm going to give it a look.
Yeah, please do.
I'm always up for a recommendation of a show where you can just switch your brain off. So thanks for the recommendation, Alex. Love you, bye.
Bye.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I cannot believe that Stuart from Can't Pay Will Take It Away has just tweeted us. Stuart McCracken.
Oh, I know. What a G. Stuart McCracken.
Enforcement agent. Incredible.
He's not your favourite, though, is he? If
no,
you're being honest.
Well,
he's not.
I do.
Tell him who you got the poster of.
Paul Bohill.
Paul Bohill.
Yeah, he's my favourite. Is that weird? I've wanted Paul on the show for ages, but no one else seems keen in the production team.
No, but it's like
I love you as well, Stuart.
No, but I think what's good about the enforcement agents on Can't Pay, We Take Away is It's like any good show has a good cast of different people,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone's going to have their own favourite, and Paul, that's perfectly natural.
I like it because Paul is calm to a point, but when he blows, he blows.
Right.
Deep Fried Masters is my favourite show. Been recommending it to everyone. Better than Bake Off, says Olivia. There's also one called Barbecue Masters, which is similar, where they just smoke for hours.
Is this the
hours.
Pit one? Yeah,
Barbecue Pit, is it?
Quite a few people have said about this one. Sorry, going back to Stuart McCracken quickly, though, because isn't it great when you get a follow off a major?
It is.
And
one of the enforcement agents, one can't pay, will take it away. That's incredible.
Genuinely exciting. And really, he's, you know, the young one. He's like the David Becker.
Yeah, he is. Like, he's like poster boy.
Yeah, poster boy.
Yeah, he is.
It's Harry Styles of the enforcement world.
That's right. I mean, if he's going to come and take your CV or your whole house, you'd want it to be him.
Right.
Just because, yeah, I mean, he's the fit one, isn't he? other programmes that people are suggesting, Cheap, Cheap, Cheap with Noel Edmonds. Chrissy Teigen would love that. Here's three pizzas. Which one is cheapest? Have you seen that yet, by
no,
the way?
No, because
that's mad.
I've completely forgotten about it until you've mentioned it, because we've talked about this show before, I think, when it just started. I take it it's continuing. It's still on.
It's still on, yeah. Every day.
Scott Mills.
That's quite cool. The musical Thriller Live have just been on, going yes to Billie Jean on Radio 1. Almost Radio 1's 50th anniversary. Michael Jackson, Billie Jean.
Yeah, I feel I've made an error as well, Scott, by suggesting Michael Jackson was like...
was new at this point.
Yeah, it was more the idea that at some point he was new. At some point, they had that conversation.
But not with that song, I guess.
Maybe not with that song.
Some people are saying, yeah.
I'm being pulled up on a right load of nerd alerts here.
Yeah, you really are. This is interesting. Someone says, before texting in or social media, did people used to send telegrams for a shout-out on Radio 1?
Yeah, it'll send a pigeon.
It took up to 2 weeks, but you would get it eventually.
Was it done like no. Morse?
Right, you know, the first ever DJ on Radio 1, Tony Blackburn, who is going to be part of our 50th anniversary celebrations, he actually told me that all the DJs used to have secretaries to go through all the fan mail. Serious. Because obviously you could just write a letter. You couldn't do it any other way. We're talking like the start of Radio 1 into the 70s. That's mad. So there'd be someone like sifting through all the fan mail and they'd get bags of it.
But you're saying just because that was postal times, right? But what I'm saying is that it seems to me they got their fair share of fan mail. Right, a lot of fan mail.
Oh, they were really famous, yeah.
Like, you don't get as much fan mail.
No, that's only because people don't write letters anymore.
Scott Mills.
What do you think? Lauv, I Like Me Better is my tune of the week on BBC Radio 1. Yep, Mitch in Bristol is all over it. Charlie says she's been hearing this for a long time in Cardiff, but really great to hear it on Radio 1. I like it a lot. He's done a lot of co-writing for different people, and then he's just like, I'm going to make my own now. I'm going to make it good.
And this Radio 1's 50th birthday as well really gets me thinking that when you announce that song, you see at some point in 50 years' time, it could be looking back at that moment with any of these artists.
Well, I've been on a while. I think I've introduced quite a lot of new artists. It's quite mad when you think about it, isn't it? Like, a lot.
But can you imagine 50 years from now when you're on Radio 1 and you're...
still on.
Still on, naturally.
No, because I do have dreams where they're still, like, wheeling me in.
Yeah, you're in for the long run, right? Like the thing now. Is.
Okay.
50 years from now... you'll be introducing, mm-hmm. like, it'll be the 100th birthday and be like, do you remember this? 50 years ago.
Yeah, and I'll be like, and here's...
we announced Lauv.
Yeah, I remember announcing this in 2017. Yeah, crazy.
Gets you thinking.
Right. So I've invited three different mates tonight from three separate friend groups. Just said, do you want to go for a drink?
Oh, nightmare. Why would you do that?
No. I mean, separately. And they've all said no.
Okay, fine.
Do you know why? Because they're going to be watching the launch of the new you know what I'm going to say, the Wapple tonight. Mm. Are you for real?
Yeah, I would argue that they shouldn't be your friends. But also interesting that asked one friend and you've probably gone for the second choice and third choice. And I haven't had this message at all. So where I am on the list, I don't know.
Well, I know that you're busy tonight.
Well, I'm not really.
Well, that's the impression that I got.
But anyway, they're watching the launch. What is the launch of the... I mean, I'm answering my own question, but what do they do?
I'm guessing it's a new... Well, some dude in California goes, hello, what we're going to do is make the headphone socket slightly smaller.
They've run out of ideas anyway
and
now, haven't
the
they?
Volume will go a bit higher. Now, you're going to spend your whole Tuesday night watching it, are you, mate? And I'm telling you, a lot of my friends are like, no, I can't do it tonight, watching the launch.
And they always say the camera's going to get better. It always gets blurry in the end.
Right, what else can they do now?
I don't think there's anything.
What's the point of watching the launch tonight? That's a whole evening wasted.
Scott Mills.
My mate has just messaged me something so rude because I'm, like, slightly saying that this launch thing tonight might be a bit rubbish.
And what's he saying?
How dare you? Why are you saying this on the radio? I can't wait to see the launch. Oh, hi, I'm an American. We're changing the socket on the phone again so you won't be able to charge it with your current charger. And we're going to have to charge you $50 for a new charger. Oh, thanks then.
What time is this happening? Oh, does this conflict with Champs League?
I don't care. Sophie in Southampton says, don't. This is a real problem in our house right now. My boyfriend is going to watch the launch tonight. He's told me not to talk to him. I'm dreading it. Hello. We're making the screen.
Why the voice?
Hello, we're making the screen 1 centimetre bigger. Enjoy.
It's weird that people could get that excited about it.
But I mean, to be honest, anyway. From my mates, I'm, as much as I'm like, why, I'm definitely in the minority. Like, they're all staying in tonight.
Well, then they're deciding the agenda, so you should go along with them, really. It's not always, shouldn't always be what you want to do.
I know, but some people are having launch parties. What's that about?
Well, then go.
Oh, the speaker is going to be 1.5 centimetres bigger than before.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Where will you be watching the phone launch tonight, Chris?
I probably won't be watching it.
Are these the same people that watch this who watch unboxing videos on the internet?
Maybe. They get so many views, though.
Just people, like, unwrapping a new thing that they bought and, like, getting it out and going, oh, isn't it lovely? Mark and Paul in Colchester are saying, shut up, we're having a party for the launch tonight. What are you on about? It's going to be 0.5 gram lighter, 0.5 millimetre wider.
His voice fascinates me.
And it's going to have the same battery life as before. Okay, then thanks. Thanks for wasting my evening.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Chris.
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
You going to be watching tonight?
I'm not, no.
No. What are you doing?
Currently travelling up to Sheffield.
Okay, why is that?
I've got a physio interview tomorrow for a master's.
Okay, do you get stressed by interviews?
Not too bad. I had one last week, so okay. I think I do all right. Mm-hmm.
It's hard though, isn't it, with interviews like that? Is it a bit like a job interview then?
A little bit, yeah. It's kind of like group interviews and then an individual one. It's quite intense, really.
It's hard to know whether you should get on with the person that's asking the questions, or it'd be really formal, or you tell a joke, or you don't tell a joke.
I don't think jokes. Yeah.
No?
No, I didn't tell any jokes.
No.
Well, you do something to make yourself...
Do something.
Do something to make yourself really different.
No.
Like, just leave unannounced at one point, you know, leave them wanting more, that kind of thing.
Well, because you remember in your early days at Radio 1, you tried that and it went wrong.
Don't say that.
Anyway, so... Chris, who do you normally pick on bangers, me or Chris Stark?
It flatters, really. I can choose either.
Okay, right. Okay. Chris has got his first one for you today.
Oh, this is a banger. This is a tune.
Oh, nice.
This is a good one. This is Destiny's Child, Lose My Breath.
That would normally be chosen by me, really.
Yeah, it's more of a kind of your song, really. Yeah.
Have you been rummaging around in my box?
I'm well away from rummaging around in your closet. This is one of my own.
Okay, you can have that, or you can have my choice, which is this.
Nice, very nice.
She's Alexandra Stan.
Yeah.
Right, I'm thinking.
Knowledge. Give you a little perk up on a Tuesday afternoon when you're having a bit of a lull. Mr. Saxo Beat. Okay. What do you want?
Cool. A tough one. Both good tunes. But I think I'm going to have to go with Scott.
No! Yes! What? Why? A song from Europe that makes absolutely no sense, but I still love it. Like, who is Mr. Saxo Beat?
Yeah, good point. You don't really question these things, do you? Just
not really. Especially not with European pop songs. Just go with it. Like in Eurovision, same.
I would say 90% of people saying that was the correct choice today.
Yes! It was good to hear, because you don't hear that very often. I won today, yes.
Scott Mills.
Here's Hannah from London Grammar. Hello.
Hi.
Huge congratulations on a fabulous live lounge today.
Thank you.
Do you still get like the butterflies in the stomach before, the slightly sick feeling?
Yeah, 100% every single time.
I don't know how I'd cope, and that's why I'm not doing your job. I think I'd get all worked up about it and like have to sit on my own listening to, I don't know, sounds of waves crashing against the shore.
Whales are quite good.
I think it's the anticipation with it as well, because you know this day's coming for quite a long time, and I imagine there's a lot to prepare for it.
Yeah, there is. And you just can't suck, basically.
Yeah.
It's really that one chance,
isn't it?
Well, because then everyone would kind of know. Like, I think a lot of musicians feel like they're sort of winging it most of the time. They're like, oh, I'm...
Really?
I think so. I think singers feel like that a lot. I mean, maybe they don't.
I think it's because if you're in a live situation, you know, probably things can... You can probably mess up a little bit and you're not going to notice, but the live lounge is so intense, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially if you're just the only singer like you.
Yeah.
It's like, I literally can't get this wrong.
Yeah, you just have to try and be really good.
Have you ever messed up on a live show?
I mean, every single time.
Yeah, but
what is messing up to you?
Yeah, at your level.
I think, well, you can kind of obviously hit a bad note, and that will happen every gig. But that, I think, singers tend to notice more than the audience. I don't think they mind. But it's more like stuff can go wrong where, say, if you've got a keyboard, it can be transposed basically into a different key, so you can have like Dan or Dot will suddenly for a moment be playing in two completely different keys, and then that is just like so embarrassing.
Have you ever had a situation where one of them's accidentally hit demo and it's just gone into
we have
one of the songs of Green Sleeves or something.
It was on Machine, and it like something really weird started to come out of it was like this woman's recorded voice going, like,
what's that
it was so weird.
Some of the comments from the live lounge today, though. It's Nikki's birthday, and she says, the only reason I'm excited is because you were in the live lounge. Also, Jess tempted to take a day off school for it. She didn't. She just listened on the iPlayer radio app. Loved it. And Liv says, it took me back to Glastonbury, where I sobbed through the entire set. Isn't it mad that you have the power to make people cry? Like, your voice has that power.
I mean, it makes me feel kind of bad. I'm like, I hope you're okay now.
It's a good thing.
I hope you're not crying now.
It's like an emotional movie.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like just therapeutic. Like, you get the cry out and then have a really great month.
Absolutely.
One. Scott Mills.
Now, we were doing this thing on the show yesterday. Thing is, Hannah, you are known for your haunting, mesmerising, beautiful vocals, but I always believe that I can get more out of people.
Yeah. Okay. I've heard this.
He's believed this since yesterday, by the way, since we talked about this.
We found a really old clip of a show called Fame Academy. It was a celebrity version, and Fern Cotton was getting a singing lesson from the vocal coach, Cary Grant. Now, Carrie's turned away from Fern, but she wants to hear more emotion. Can I play you the clip?
Yeah.
Listen to Carrie's direction.
Let me hear, if I wasn't looking at you, I want to hear the anger.
Everything is
Tell me the story.
Nothing set in stone.
Good.
Rivers turn to oceans.
What's home like?
Oceans tide your
Let me feel it.
Home is where your heart is. Your heart had to roam.
What happened to it?
Drifting over bridges, never to return. Watching bridges.
What am I?
Your driftwood floating
See what she's doing there.
I think Fern's doing an amazing job. Right. Yeah. I'm like so impressed.
Right. Fern's good at everything.
Good. Just driftwood, hollow end of nowhere.
More angry.
Waterfalls will find.
It's lots of direction. Have you ever had a music teacher like that? Who sort of asks the questions at you, you know?
I've never had a music teacher kind of do that during a performance.
Right.
But I did have a music teacher who, he'll be so happy I'm saying this. He was called Mr. Bushby.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Mr. Bushby.
Hi, Mr. Bushby. And I didn't really know that I could sing, basically, and then I auditioned for the choir, and I remember him being like, I almost fell off my stool then. And it only sometimes takes like one person to say something like that, and then you're like, maybe
and that really stuck with you after that.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely we tried this method yesterday on Chris, and I definitely made him a better singer. Listen to this. Tell me how fast you want it.
Let's take our time tonight, girl.
Who's watching?
Above us, all the stars are watching.
Do you like being here?
There's no place I'd rather be in this world.
Look at my eyes.
Your eyes are where I'm lost in.
As you can hear,
this is you.
Yeah, this is me.
I'm getting the emotion from him, right?
Wow.
So, I mean, maybe we could try that today, because I always say I could get more.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
So I think, Oh Woman, Oh Man, are you ready for my direction?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
You know what? It needs a bit of direction, I think.
This is incredibly patronising, it feels, but...
I don't think you can get a better vocalist than Hannah, personally.
Right.
But...
You're going to try.
This method, let's try.
Okay. Do I need to do warm-ups before? Or?
Okay. A little bit of reverb for you. Here we go.
Thank you. La 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 la.
Fabulous.
Done. Okay.
I think Scott really wants feeling from this as well. Are you going to turn your head away?
I might turn my head away. I really want some emotion.
Okay.
Because I don't feel you'll forgive that.
I'm so nervous.
Okay. What's the matter with us?
I can see that you're giving up.
What does it mean to you?
It should not mean this much to me.
Okay, good. What does everyone else do?
And I don't know where the rest goes.
What does everybody tell you? Tell me.
Everybody's been telling me no.
Good. Do you still want me?
But I'll always have a thing for you.
How far will you go?
And move the earth.
Good.
But nothing made you want me better.
Tell me what you can do.
There is nothing I can do.
Maybe commit a crime.
But steal the moon.
Don't do that.
But nothing made you want me better.
Good.
Oh, woman.
See, I think that went much better than the actual live lounge.
I really think I've learned something today.
It's just the way you keep shouting, good.
Good.
I didn't think of stealing the moon as a crime.
Right,
that's
it's ambitious.
That's not very responsible of me, is it, to put that in a song?
Listen, thank you for an amazing live lounge today.
Thank you.
London Grammar and Hannah, thanks so much. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Lucy in Bristol's been on saying, I cannot believe you even suggested to Hannah from London Grammar, in my opinion, one of the greatest vocalists in the UK, that you could improve her singing. Yeah, but it's not, it's like a joke, right? I'm just like shouting instructions to see if I can get more emotion. Chris has been on saying you should do this with other pop stars. I definitely think we should.
Yeah, we definitely should. I mean, you're now a singing teacher. You've done it twice. You've done it with me. You've done it with London Grammar.
Yeah.
So for me, you're qualified now, surely.
Somebody says, imagine the grief you would have got from all the 1D fans and Harry fans if you tried to improve Harry Styles' singing yesterday.
But that's surely to come. We should definitely... Well, we'll deal with Harry at some point.
Yeah. I like the slightly patronising every time it's been a really good... Good.
Yeah.
Just like a singing teacher would.
What? Scott Mills.
Man, know that I can cut to you. Them boy dare try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth?
Yeah, I could do some vocal coaching on Stormzy, I reckon. Someone says, try voice coaching with Dave Grohl. That should be interesting.
No, weirdly, I think
he would find it
quite funny.
Yeah. That's Big For Your Boots on BBC Radio 1. Hello, Matt in Folkestone.
Hi, are you all right?
Yeah, you all okay? Right.
Yeah, I'm good. Not bad. Yourselves?
Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
Yeah,
more,
yeah.
Lots of people will be having all their belongings packed in their parents' car to the point where you can hardly see anything out of the windows and driving to somewhere in the country that they've never been to before to go to uni. Normally, with loads of food that your mum's prepared for the first week.
I had this. So, because it's coming up to freshers' time for a lot of people now, starting uni, you have literally everything that you're going to need in your kitchen. And if you're like me and you couldn't cook at all, my mum made up these like lasagnas and things like that, which were going to all go into the freezer and just last me until I was next home. But Scott, they were wedged under the sea.
That's a lot of food until your next home.
It's so much food. It was like Tetris in the car. Oh.
Now, Matt, you're not a fresher, are you?
I'm not, no, going into second year.
Okay, but still nervous, right, about going back?
Yep, I've got a few plans that I'm a bit worried about, so I was wondering if you could maybe give some advice.
What do you need?
I'm planning on starting a radio show at my university.
Okay, cool.
And I was wondering, what kind of things would you recommend me doing before I start?
Just rob all our features,
yeah,
maybe. Just
do that.
Do them through there.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, literally, there's years of them on the internet. Just go for it. Mm.
It's hard when you go back for your second year of uni because often your first year is like you just need 40% to get through in a lot of courses. So you sort of doss around a lot more. Then second and third year, you kind of got on, like, get on
do
with
some
it.
Work. But,
yeah, actually do a bit of work. You'll be all right, though. You'll get back into it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm not too worried about that.
Are you going to be one of these second years, though, that does sort of like refreshes?
No. Like,
go out and stuff.
Too busy.
He's like, no,
too
I've
busy.
Done that.
Mate, there's so many, and we see them every year, Scott, when we DJ a lot of freshers' nights. In fact, we're DJing a lot of freshers' nights coming up, and it's those second years that sort of still invite themselves along to freshers' week.
Oh, yeah, there's loads
second
of them.
Second and third years.
It's like, yeah, I'm doing it again. It was so much fun last year. But you sound like you're just going to knuckle down and do all the work, Matt.
Yeah, I've got a lot to get done first, so got to get focused.
Right, here's Hannah in Bristol, packing up the car now.
Yeah.
But they're doing a practice run. So it's just like, right,
what?
This is, right, apparently. So it's like, can we fit it all in? Are you going to take it all out again or what?
Oh, I think it'd be really good to hear from people that are packing up cars, getting ready to go to uni, especially this week and next week, because it is all about to start.
But I like the idea of like being so organised. It's like people that pack and then unpack their case for holidays.
Yeah, let's who does that?
Well, loads of people.
No.
Or they lay it all out on the bed. Right, let's see if it all fits in the car, in mum's car, and then we'll take it all back out and then we'll do it for real on the actual day.
This is BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow, 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1.